Hey, how you doing?
Came out.
And I guess you got the times on that right.
One more.
Okay. Thank you.
So one thing I'm going to circle back on, and this is a close set time, but just an update. The MP209 has been added to the second reading calendar for the Senate. So it's just kind of on there, I believe, to read it a second time. So.
But it doesn't get in time. Okay.
But it hasn't occurred, so I'm just curious when it gets the third reading.
Oh, yes. Well. Okay, so.
There's a lot on there, though. It's not like behind everything.
Okay. So. We need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we make file application on the new water at the Skyline Coal Mine.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. So, as far as other things that we have, open and public meeting training.
We thought we should get this done.
Did you ever finish your other training? Okay.
I'll think on that while I take a break.
Dan, maybe I'll just call you on the phone if you want. You want to do that? If I just call you?
Okay, I'll
call you. That works. Okay, I'll just call you and put you on speakerphone.
It's just our
fine happy and I'm off now. It's just our annual training.
Navy, can we mark on this where's north and where's south?
I don't know.
I can take this picture and at least what was on their permit application and see if I can't line this up to give us a really good idea of where it's located.
Yeah, they haven't changed their website. They're still after application.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so one of my life employees worked up there. And I just thought they sent it to her. So she sent it to me, and I said, to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that's so far underground that
yeah.
Trying to determine, okay, exactly where is that on the surface.
So what was the balloon that had an electric plate?
This little dot over here is where the borehole is for electric plate. This little red dot on the right side.
And that was EE. So the electric plate's got to be to the east, doesn't it?
And then this one, where the
permit has the... there is a potential for them to
where the flood and water starts coming in.
Not just south, or not just west of Electric Lake, but south a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said the little blue dot is where the flood started. It's on the left of the map. The orange circle is an air pocket that the water leveled out at. The purple is what what's flooded, and the green line is where the water level is at.
It has come to a static level.
Yeah. And then the red dot on the right of the map is where we're ready.
Yes, go ahead and start up there talking about that.
If you don't mind, was there anything else for me to ask Northwood?
I've already seen the plan.
Open public meetings shall not be chanted.
You've got to hustle.
A public hearing is a type of portion of public meetings that citizens have a reasonable opportunity to speak. Public hearings happen when the government adopts a budget and closes the increase of taxes received or transfers money from an enterprise fund. A few meetings have extra notice of closing requirements and won't be addressed in this video. An electronic meeting is a type of open and public meeting that can be electronically, such as via phone or the internet. Remember, the governing body must adopt a resolution, rule, or ordinance allowing and governing electronic meetings. The Congress has additional requirements. An emergency meeting may be held to discuss an urgent matter due to unforeseen circumstances. In order to hold a meeting, the best notice of feasible is provided of the desired location and topics to be considered. An attempt is made to contact all governing body members, and the governing body majority approves the meeting. An open and public meeting can be closed to discuss any of the following: a person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining, litigation, certain real property transactions, including any form of a water right or water shares, with specific restrictions, security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, investigations of criminal misconduct, and private or protected information that can be found in the code, including state secrets. A closed meeting may be held only if a quorum is present and the meeting was properly noticed. 2/3 of the governing body present at the meeting need to vote yes to close the meeting. Quick math lesson. If you divided by 3 equals 56.7%. Let's say your governing body has 5 members present at the meeting. If 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%, which is not equal or greater than 56.7%. Which means you are 1 member short, and would need 4 out of 5 members to vote yes. During a closed meeting, a governing body can reduce unemployment or fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, competence, or health of the person who may be submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, through any ordinance, resolution, rules, regulations, contract, or appointment, or take a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting and return to an open meeting. When the governing body closes the meeting, the following will be publicly announced and then you can adjourn from the open meeting at which the closed meeting was held. The reason will be for holding the closed meeting, the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body either for or against the motion of the meeting. If a closed meeting is discussing a person's character, competence, or health, or security personnel devices or systems deployment, or several other exceptions, mostly related to state bodies or project entities, no recording or minutes are required. However, a presiding member needs to sign a sworn written statement stating such. If the closed meeting is held for any other reason, a recording must be made, which includes date, time, and place of the meeting, names of members present and absent, and names of all others, except where disclosure would infringe on the confidentiality necessary to fulfill the original purpose of closing the meeting. Breaking or opening public meetings requires 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting, agenda, date, time, and place. Public meeting agendas need to include reasonably specified topics to be considered, with each topic listed under a separate agenda item on the meeting agenda. The governing body may not consider a topic in an open meeting that wasn't on the agenda. If a new topic not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the topic during that meeting. Additionally, many of these holding regular meetings scheduled in advance over the course of the year, you can provide annual notice of an entire year's meeting schedule. The notice must include in place for each meeting. Notice is posted on the Public Body's website, in a public location such as the location where the meeting will be held, and on Utah's public notice website in accordance with Utah Code 63G-30-102. Typically, posting on the public notice website is done by the records officer, recorder, or clerk. However, it's the governing body's responsibility to ensure notice is provided. City Archives will prepare a training manual and quick guide for owners and posters, as well as training videos that can be accessed at their website, archives.utah.gov. Written minutes and the recording are kept of all open meetings, with seal checking. Written minutes include the date, time, and length of the meeting, the names of members present and absent, the substance of all matters, names of citizens providing comments, the substance of the comments provided, any information a body member requests to be entered into the minutes or recording, and a record by individual member of each vote taken. A body of elected members must record each vote in this format by category for each action taken by a member, including yes votes, no votes, and absent members next to each member's name. The recording must be a complete and unedited record of all open portions of the meeting from beginning to end, and be labeled with the meeting date, time, and vote. All or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Pending minutes means written minutes of an open meeting in draft form subject to change before being approved by the public body of the open meeting. Pending minutes must refer to application, such as a draft or pending watermark, that the governing body hasn't yet approved the minutes, and that the minutes are subject to change until the public body approves them. Approved minutes means written minutes of an open meeting approved by the public body that held the open meeting. Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public body's approval of written minutes. Public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings of public records under grant. Any individual who publicly presents information related to an item on the public body's meeting agenda must provide a copy of the information for inclusion in the public record. Make pending minutes available to the public within 30 days. Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website, the entity's primary office, and the entity's website. Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting, make an audio recording of the open meeting available for public to listen to.
Thinking about going forward, but not sure whether it's worth it for your time. Well, before you
we're good, right?
We're good.
Okay. That's good. That's over.
One question.
Yes.
Yes. Start where you post them.
I've usually done them as I post them on Facebook. And now it puts them on the public website. I've done it over at the county, but I was wondering if I could post it here because this is where I need to
learn. Yeah, so right here, or where it's reasonably visible by the county.
So
I don't know. What do you think?
You want me to continue?
Do you want my courthouse here?
I
still post it over the courthouse. That's where the public is at.
Okay, I'll put it there then. Okay. Yeah, then it's just on our Facebook for now.
Yeah, on the meeting, on the special annual meeting, as well as the...
Any meetings we have
here?
Okay.
Yeah. And I think, if it's okay and not too hard, if we could have our packet ready by Saturday before the meeting, and then get posted on that Saturday on the public website. That gives us a little time in case something happens that we, you know, like we have, so we can still get on and get it corrected. So I think that's what I would like to suggest. And then I can be better about making sure that we get you have the agenda before them and everything. So the, but if that's okay with everybody, I think that's the direction we should go. And if anybody has any, and
agenda items, either me or Christine, so we can get them put on. So, other things, anything else that you want to bring up?
Have you heard anything from Travers?
Okay. So, you know, I thought the Collards, you know, they were interested in what was going on, so but right now there's not really anything about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I don't think there's anything coming that we need to worry.
Yeah, they talked and they were good. Continue to talk to them as things go on, and I pretty much got the same from Richard and the McAllister's as well. So that was just as far as those property owners go. Everything seems to be good right now.
Okay. If there's anything else, motion to adjourn.
Special move?
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do.
Well, who? The thing I want to know is...